and welcome to Studio Classroom, where we are neither in a studio
nor a classroom, but your English is still going to improve today. My name is Gabe.
And of course, my name is Rebecca. Hey, look at Gabe's neck. It is so red. What have you been doing, Gabe?
Rebecca, I've been having a lot of fun here in Taidong because there's so much to do. I had no idea Taidong had this much to offer.
Right, but you didn't put sunscreen on. You weren't taking care of yourself. Remember one of our previous lessons that talked about safety first?
Yes.
Yes?
Safety first, of course. You need to remember your sunscreen if you're going to be out in the sun like this. Well, Rebecca, what about you? How come your hair is blowing all over the place?
Well, Gabe, it's windy out today. It's hard to have tame hair when it's really windy out. Anyway, enough about my hair and your neck. Let's talk about today's lesson and what we are going to visit today. First, our lesson is going to take us to Jialulang. Oh, wait a minute. That's where we are right now.
Yes, we are there already. And of course, we're going to see some stained glass art at the Gongdong Church. And then?
And of course, you're not going to want to miss out on Mr. Brown Avenue. No, it's Mr. Brown Avenue. I know you thought I was going to say coffee, but it's Mr. Brown Avenue. And then?
We're going to read about San Xian Tai. And friends, we have a special surprise for you.
That's right, we're going to go to Fushan.
No, it's a surprise, Rebecca. But it's got a lot of fish.
Wait, Gabe, I thought you said it was a surprise. We didn't want to tell them that it was kind of fishy.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, Gabe, do you have anything else that you would like to say?
We should say it together.
Oh, yes.
Let's get started.
Let's go.
Taidong. Jialulan Recreation Area. This open grassy area is a perfect place for taking photos and gazing at stars. The driftwood art that blends into the surroundings adds to the area's natural beauty. Artists gather here for exhibitions that feature art made out of natural materials. Gongdong Church. Architects from around the world visit this church, considered one of the earliest modernistic structures of its time in Taiwan. The simple style, using exposed concrete, contrasts with the stained glass windows that supply natural light.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 modernistic 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 modern, M-O-D-E-R-N, 现代的这个形容词。所以 modernistic 是指现代派的或现代主义的或者是具有现代风格的。所以它的重音是在 N-I 这个音节念成 modernistic。例如 the speech was given by a famous modernistic poet。这个演讲的主讲者是一位颇具盛名的现代流诗人。或者是 The modernistic furniture fits perfectly in this hip restaurant. 这个具有现代风格的家具非常适合摆在这个时髦的餐厅里。今天我们看的是 exposed concrete 这个名词。exposed 原本是 expose, E-X-P-O-S-E, 使暴露这个动词的过去分词。在这里当形容词意思是指暴露出来的。Concrete 是指水泥或混凝土，所以 exposed concrete 就是指露石混凝土，也就是露出石头表面的混凝土。例如 ,the pavement was made of exposed concrete, 这个人行道是用露石混凝土做的。或者是 ,the exposed concrete finish gave the building a vintage look, 露石混凝土的表面让这栋建筑有一股复古的风味。
Thanks so much, Michelle. All right, well, friends, we are here at Jialulan, and yes, this is the perfect place for taking photos and gazing at stars.
That's right, taking photos and gazing at the stars.
Wait a minute.
Yes,
you mean like stars, like movie stars and TV stars, like us who are on education TV?
Excuse me, Gabe. No, we're not talking about those type of stars.
Oh.
Definitely not entertainers and actors and actresses. We're talking about the stars that shine up in the sky. And at night, on a clear night, that is, you can see the stars. This is the perfect place for gazing at the stars.
But I like that phrase, Rebecca. It's the perfect place. Now, friends, we all know nothing is perfect, right? However, this is a great phrase to know if you think a place is great for doing something. For example, this is a perfect place for a picnic as well.
Or the ocean is a perfect place for surfing. You wouldn't want to surf on a lake or a pond, but the ocean.
Okay, well, friends, we have another phrase in the next sentence we'd like to talk about.
And
yep. Those words just kind of blend in to the rest of the sentence, and the words
right.
are...
Gabe, we're actually talking about the art.
Yes.
You know, like the driftwood art here
yes.
blends in with the surroundings. And it's actually really quite beautiful. But, you know, blends in. I actually thought that the artwork really stood out. How does it blend in?
Ah, good. Well, you know what? Because it's made of something natural, wood.
Okay.
And so it's in this natural environment. That's why it blends in. But can you use this phrase in another way?
Yes, I've got an example. So my cousin, she spends so much time with my family that she just blends in with my family. She really acts like she's part of the family.
Okay, well, we have another phrase in the next sentence, and that is that these pieces of art are made out of natural materials. If something is made out of something, they use that material to make it.
And of course, there are other ways that you can use this phrase, made out of. So, for example, my brother, he has this airplane that sits on his desk. And it is made out of Legos. You know those little block things that you kind of stack on top of each other?
Perfect. All right, friends. Those are the three phrases from this section that you should practice. Something is perfect for, it blends in, or it's made out of something. Well, right now, it's time for us to go see something that is made out of stained glass art. So, let's go.
Yes, let's go. This way.
Rebecca, do you know what's really cool about the Gongdong Church?
Oh, what?
Is that everything in here has been here since it was first constructed in the early 1960s or late 1950s, except for those lights in the ceiling. But everything else here about the Gongdong Church is original.
That is so cool. Well, Gabe, you keep calling this a church, but it's actually a chapel. It's used more like a chapel these days. So what is the difference between a church and a chapel?
Okay, well, that's a good question. Friends, you can look more up online, but basically both churches and chapels are places where people go to worship. One reason they used to call this place the church is because a priest would come on a regular basis, and they would have the communion, the wine, and the bread with people that came. But now they no longer do, so they changed the name to Gongdong Chapel.
I see. Okay, well, one thing I think is really interesting about this church chapel is that architects around the world come to visit this place. And I really like that phrase, around the world. That just means that people come from all different places around the world to see this place.
So do you have an example of how else you can use that phrase?
I do, as a matter of fact. For example, people around the world go to visit the Eiffel Tower in Paris, France.
Ah, people from around the world love eating pizza and ice cream on the Eiffel Tower in Paris, France.
Of course. Mm. And of course, architects around the world come to visit this church.
Hey, speaking of which,
It
was very modernistic for its time. So, it was built in the late 1950s or early 1960s. And at that time, it was considered very modern, because at the same time in Europe, similar buildings were being made. But I want to talk about the buildings a little bit here. The inside of this building, you see a lot of exposed concrete. That's one of the things that makes it special.
Yes, there's no paint on the walls and no pictures. And hey, Gabe, look at this. These walls, they kind of look like bubbles that you can't pop.
Yeah, there's a reason for that too, Rebecca, because and no touching. Don't do that, friends. Okay. Well, the reason is because when the priest was speaking, then, of course, there's not as much echo because of the way that the walls are made. But speaking of the walls, what's the most obvious thing on these walls?
The stained glass windows. And, of course, the stained glass windows provide excellent natural lighting.
And just in case you're wondering, each stained glass window tells a little story. These stories have to do with Jesus when he was on his way to the cross. All right, well, friends, that's all we have for right now. So make sure that you come to check out the Gongdong Church or the Gongdong Chapel next time you come visit Taidong.
I'm going to keep looking at these. Such a great day so far.
Yes, it certainly has, Rebecca. You know what I really liked was Jalulan.
Ooh.
It was beautiful. The scenery was great.
And that driftwood?
The driftwood
and
art.
The art, so beautiful.
What about that church? The Gongdong Church?
Oh, yeah, I like that, too.
You like the stained glass windows?
Mm-hmm, indeed. But you know something, Gabe? I'm really excited about this bautza.
Hey, man. Wait, Rebecca.
What's wrong?
We're not supposed to eat these, Baozi. These are for the fish.
Oh, silly kid. No, no, no. The Baozi that we feed the fish, we buy there. So we can eat this Baozi.
Oh, I was going to say, that tastes pretty good. And you know what would go really well with this Baozi? Mr. Brown Coffee.
Hey, speaking of Mr. Brown Coffee, that sounds like Mr. Brown Avenue. Let's go there.
Let's go.
Yeah, come on.
Taidong, Mr. Brown Avenue. Fields of green or golden rice wave greetings to all who bike along Mr. Brown Avenue. This carefree and relaxing ride takes bicyclists past the famous Takeshi Kenshiro tree. Sanxiantai. This must-see stop features an eight-arched bridge that looks like a giant dragon stretching across the sea. The bridge leads to an unusual rocky beach and stairs that take visitors up to a lighthouse. Those who hike up will be rewarded with a gorgeous view of mist-covered mountains and the deep blue sea. If you're looking for something enjoyable to do, you'll find it in Taidong.
All right, 其实我们看的是 carefree 这个形容词。 Care 是指关切或在乎， free 这个字尾是指没有， 所以 carefree 就是指自由自在的或者是无忧无虑的。 例如 Josh seems carefree and happy since he changed jobs. Josh 换工作之后看起来很自在又开心。 或者是 Laura still remembers those carefree summer days she spent with her grandparents. Laura 还记得那些和祖父母度过的无忧无虑的夏天。 最后我们看的是 gorgeous 这个形容词。 Gorgeous 是指极漂亮的， 美丽的， 或者是令人心情愉快的。 例如 You look gorgeous in this dress. 你穿这件洋装美极了。或者是 Many girls in school think Peter is gorgeous. 学校的许多女生都觉得 Peter 帅极了。或者是 We have to go outside and do something. The weather is gorgeous. 我们得出去做些什么，天气实在太好了。And now let's get back to our teachers.
That is good coffee. Mr. Brown. Ganpei? Well, it's been great, Mr. Brown. Son. All right. Let's continue on our way, shall we? Ah, this is the perfect place for a picture. Okay, let's continue. I believe Rebecca is here somewhere. Where could she have gone, anyway? I go and get some coffee, and my partner's gone. She's missing. Well, at least I have some good coffee, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. That is good. 真的是赞. And we have... Hey! Rebecca!
Oh, hey, Gabe! There you are!
Of course I'm here.
I was looking all over for you.
Yeah, well, you should have known that I was going to be buying coffee. You know how much I like coffee.
Yeah, well, you should have known. I went to get a bike.
Okay, good. Stop. All right. I love those breaks.
Yes, I like the breaks, too. They let people know that you are close by.
Mm-hmm. All right. Are you ready? Let's go.
Well, Gabe, before we can go anywhere, we have a lesson to teach.
Huh?
Remember, we're here at Mr. Brown Avenue. Not Mr. Brown Coffee. We need to talk about the rice fields. I just love how the rice fields wave at you as you drive by.
That's true.
But Gabe, no, listen. Our lesson talks about the rice fields waving, but it doesn't mean that they actually wave like this. It just means that they're welcoming you. And as the wind blows, it causes the rice fields to move a little bit.
Well, I can wave at them with my hand if I want to. It seems like a very friendly place, a very welcoming place.
Yes, Gabe, and you're a very friendly person. Hey, but you know, our lesson also talks about this road, Mr. Brown mm-hmm. Avenue, how you can take a carefree and relaxing ride along to this very famous tree. Do you know the name of that tree?
Yes, I do, Rebecca. It's mm-hmm. called the Takeshi Kaneshiro tree, and is named after a very famous and handsome actor called Jin Zhen-wu. Takeshi Kaneshiro. Oh my goodness, he's so handsome. I love him so much.
Quit it. Come on. I have an idea. Let's go check out this tree. Let's go. Come on. Let's do it. Quit it. Let's get moving.
But let's be a little more carefree about this.
Yes, and we're going to go on a relaxing ride.
What a great way to experience these rice fields on a bicycle.
We're going so fast. Hey, look who I see. It's our buddy Luke. Come on, Luke, hop in. I'm glad you could join us.
That's right. It went from a two-person bicycle to a three-person bicycle. And you know what the best part was?
What's that?
Luke was pedaling for us.
That's right. And I could relax. And he looks so happy getting to do all the work.
Yeah, he seemed to really be enjoying it. Rebecca, I know what you enjoyed.
What did I enjoy?
You enjoyed making us run all the way back.
That's because I wanted to enjoy the rest of the ride by myself.
Two, three, four, five. Caught a fish alive.
Hey, Gabe, we finally made it to the fishery. There's so many fish. Gabe, you're not supposed to throw rocks. You're going to scare the fish. Huh. This is supposed to be a place where fish feel safe and protected.
Oh, right.
I saw that rock you threw.
Rebecca, this place is actually called Fushan Hu Yuchu.
Oh, hu hu, like an owl.
Bao hu, that means protect. So it protects the fish.
Exactly, Gabe. That's why we don't throw rocks into the sea.
Oh, right. Okay. No more throwing rocks into the sea.
Yes.
Well, hey, you know what?
Uh-huh.
Since there are plenty of fish in the sea, you know, we've got some small ones. We got some big fish.
Big fish. It means your boss.
Whoa. Rebecca, that's kind of rude, isn't it?
Gabe, it's an idiom. It means big boss. Someone important. Hey. You're a big fish.
Okay, that person's a big fish, a very mm-hmm. significant and important person. Hey,
uh-huh.
you know what?
What?
There's big fish. There's plenty of fish in the sea.
Yes.
Oh, you know what else?
What?
He is a big fish in a small pond. Small pond right here? He's a big fish.
That's right. He, right over there, is very important person in a small community.
And you know what? You could also say someone is a small fish in a big pond.
Gabe, no you can't.
Yes, you can. For example, an actor. Maybe he was really well known in his high school, but then he moves to Hollywood, and nobody really knows him there. He is a small fish in a big pond.
Gabe, I have better fish to fry. We don't have time to argue about this right
that's
now.
That's another great idiom. Bigger fish to fry, or better fish to fry. That means you have more important things to do.
I have more important things to do. Like, you see this manto here?
Yes, I'm so glad you brought the manto.
Gabe, it's not to eat. It's for the fish.
Yes, it is for the fish.
Like I said, I have better fish to fry. Like, feed the fish. Gabe, are you okay?
Yes.
Oh, look, there's some fish.
There's lots of
people over
here. Check this out. Check this out.
I'm going to feed the fish.
Yes.
Come back here, fishies.
Yes.
Come back here.
Look at all the fishies.
Tiny little fishies. Oh, there are so many fishies right here.
Yes, right.
Hey, look at.
Okay, let's go over here.
Fishies! There are so many fish right here! Oh my goodness! They're like jumping around and trying to get the bread.
Well, you know, Rebecca, we weren't the only ones feeding the fishies the bread. A lot of students take trips there to feed them bread as well.
It definitely was a lot of fun coming to this fishery and feeding the fish.
And then there was San Xian Tai. This place was awesome. You know what made it so cool?
What made it so cool?
Well, I didn't expect for it to be so windy. Check this out.
Oh my goodness, it was incredibly windy. But that is what made it so much fun. Running along those rocks, close to the water, heading toward the Three Fairies Bridge, and being on the Three Fairies Bridge.
Now, here's what it looks like on a calm day. Of course, as you can see, not every day is calm like this. But I heard that the sunsets and the sunrises are both very beautiful here at San Xian Tai.
They definitely are. You'll have to check it out sometime.
Well, from interesting buildings with awesome architecture
to amazing driftwood art near the ocean
to those big picture frames amid rice fields, Taitung is a great place to visit.
Yes, there are many things to do, and I'm definitely going to miss the fresh air.
Oh, man, and make sure you check out those hot air balloons. Rebecca, say it with me. Zhen.
Zhen.
There we go.
Okay, friends, thank you for joining us today, and we will see you next time in the studio.